You're listening to Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez, brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC, right here on Sports Byline.
Soul Side of Town, Mighty Tower of Power. Don't forget, there are at towerofpower.com. We take it south of the border and bring in the president of the World Boxing Council. And, of course, I've written this down so I do not say Jose Suleiman. Mauricio Suleiman, how are you this morning, sir?
Fine, and very well, Pedro. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How's Mama?
She's doing great. She's simply beautiful and beautiful.
Lucky you. You're so fortunate. Okay, let's talk Canelo Alvarez. Of course, Canelo Alvarez, the WBC champion, 168 pounds, a world champion, 168, with the exception of the WBA belt. Caleb Plant holds that. Is this fight on or off?
I don't know. They have been very, very secretive. Everything is very silent. Canelo Alvarez expressed in December, when he won the WBC super middleweight title, that he had a desire to become undisputed in that division, be the first undisputed Latino fighter ever. But he has then defeated the WBO champion, mm-hmm. and now he's got only the IBF to go. And he's just waiting. We are waiting to see if he will fight Caleb Plant or not.
Okay. Good. That's good. You know, I was looking, somebody told me this week that Julio Cesar Chavez, a great Mexican legend, and Roberto Duran are getting together. And somebody said to me, they saw a picture of them standing in the ring next to each other. They're not going to fight each other. They're going to do a contender type of TV show. Is it coming out of Mexico? Have you heard this?
Yes. I was with them a couple of weeks ago when they started shooting some promos. They look great. They are so enthused. And they are very interested in giving back to the sport so much after they have been such an influential, legendary champion. So I'm very happy for them. And I'm sure it will be a great success.
You know, if you look at boxing, the fact that I was looking back at some of the WBC rankings and this and that back in the 70s, Roberto Duran was ranked at 126 pounds before he moved up to 135 pounds. Of course, he captured that title. He started at 122. He eventually fought as high and won championships as high as 160 pounds. You know, when you talk about the greatest fighters of all time, he has to be mentioned.
Absolutely. Duran is one of the greatest ever in the whole history of the sport.
Little hands of stone, no doubt about that. Now, David Benavidez is going to take on Jose. How do you say this guy's last name? Uza, how do you say it?
Uzcategui.
Okay, I got that. Uzcategui. I'll get that right. Anyway, David Benavidez is the heir apparent to greatness at 168 pounds. Any chance of this fight being pulled and maybe Benavidez or Jose stepping in for Caleb Plant? Do you know anything? No rumors at all coming out of this at all?
No, I haven't heard. And you know, I don't like rumors.
Okay.
I don't like to go with what is being said. There's so much fake news already in the world. So if we go and use it in boxing, it's just a waste of time.
You know, Mauricio.
Canelo Alvarez is a champion. He's in a voluntary stage. He can do whatever he wants because there is no mandatory contender. And we will support whatever fight he decides to take. Okay. Of course, if he wants to do the ultimate unification, that would be great. If he wants to do another fight, we would support him as well.
Speaking of fake news, somebody, a good friend of mine, said to me yesterday, he goes, you know, Pete, this vaccine that you took is not FDA approved. I said, you mean the Food and Drug Administration? He goes, yeah. I go, yes, it is. I said, everything that we take, every vaccine is approved by the Food and Drug Administration. But that just shows you some of the crazy talk going out there that the vaccine wasn't approved by the Food and Drug Administration when it was.
No, that's crazy. Everybody would go to jail. I mean, you cannot sell candy. I mean, nothing can go above the FDA, and it takes a long process for approval. And now that you talk about vaccine, I like that you do, because I would like to encourage everyone to go ahead and work together to get the world back to normal. We all need to get the vaccination. When I was hesitant at the very beginning, my wife simply told me, would you rather experience the effect of the vaccine or you want to risk it and experience the effect of COVID-19 and perhaps die. So that's very powerful. We start in August, today, starting the month. Every WBC ring official, everybody, every supervisor, any member of the WBC needs to be vaccinated in order to work. If you are a judge or a referee and you're not vaccinated, the WBC will not have your name in the list. And we're going to start the process with the boxers. Of course, there are certain countries that do not have access to vaccine. Mm-hmm. But if you live in a country that has vaccine available, you have to do that and work with, together with humanity. This is something that is not, it's not a game. We're seeing the third and the fourth wave. And I don't want to go back to homeschooling and see my kids go through this all over again.
You know, I look back and I think about Eddie Cotton, the referee. Of course, he refereed Mike Tyson and Lennox Lewis, but I think it was in Kentucky or somewhere like, anyway, back in the South. And that was back in the day. He passed a little bit less than a year ago from the coronavirus, and there was no vaccine available for him. You hear what I'm saying? So he didn't have a choice, but there are people nowadays that have a choice. And I don't know why you want to risk like dying or getting really sick inside of because of maybe political reasons. I don't get it.
That's the issue. With so much uncertainty, just play it safe. I mean, if you are vaccinated, still you have to be cautious and wear the mask. I mean, there's no hurry. We have lived a great life, and there's so many happy moments ahead in everyone's future. Just let this pass, be intelligent, get your vaccine, wear your mask, protect your family, protect your loved ones, your friends, and we will together make it out. This is so unfair to have someone go through a process and then the guy next to you ignore it and then be bound to go to a hospital and die. Mm. So many beautiful, dear people who did not have the option to have a vaccine passed away. So many people have suffered all over the world. We should all work together. And if you have a different belief, then okay, but stay home. Don't go out and don't be part of the continuation of a new wave.
Well put, no doubt about it. WBC President Mauricio Suleiman is on the line from Mexico City. Of course, he's president of the World Boxing Council. You can always check out their interactive website at WBCboxing.com. The WBC opened an office in Dubai. I was in Dubai for 2 weeks with Harold Smith. Of course, you remember Harold Smith. And I had food poisoning, Mauricio, and I was in the hospital in Dubai. I went down there for a vacation and to do a TV gig and ended up spending like 3 days in the hospital. Well, I didn't have a fun time in Dubai.
Well, you're too fragile, Pedro. You get sick everywhere. Come on.
I'm old.
Yes, you're an old.
So tell me about the WBC opening office in Dubai. Why?
Well, we have the WBC Middle East Council, okay, which is the 10th affiliated federation to the WBC. The president is Amir Khan. We have put together a great team to develop boxing in the Middle East. So we began with the office in Dubai. Coming soon will be Qatar and Bahrain. We have had great activity in Pakistan, and we visited the Pope with a representative in Iraq. So this is the opening of a new market. Most of these countries do not have professional boxing yet. So we're helping them to establish a professional boxing commission, training ring officials, doctors, the administration of a boxing commission. Of course, supporting gymnasiums, opening up gymnasiums. And the idea is to help these 16 countries to generate boxing and to start and to not go. Because now what you see in the Middle East, you go, you have a big promotion, you go there, get the money, and you're out. And you don't leave anything for the society. What we are doing is the reverse. We're going in there from the roots to start gyms, to start boxing, to help them develop, just like as we did in China since 2002. And we're very enthused, and Amir Khan has been a great ambassador. He's very happy, very active, and we have, as I said, a great team together working on this.
Okay, WBC President Mauricio Suleiman is our guest. Of course, on the WBC website, you've got a nutrition committee, fat-burning foods. I think I got to check this one out. I've gained 14 pounds, and I stopped running about 6 weeks ago, Mauricio. I got lazy. I stopped running, and I've gained 14 pounds, so I'm back on the road tomorrow.
Yes, you have to do that. When you take discipline out of the equation, it gets very difficult. So it's a matter of understanding that wellness, both physical and mental, is so important, but you have to work on it. This morning, my son woke me up at 8 o'clock and said, "Dad, let's go." And we went to train boxing with Jose Luis Bueno. Mm-hmm. And every day of the week, I walk. If I cannot walk, then I do a little bicycle in my house. But you have to watch what you do and what you eat, and you can be a very happy doing the healthy things.
I remember your father would say to me, he goes, "You eat like a bird." I said, "Godfather, if I ate any more, I said I'd be fat." I mean, I just would. And as far as getting sick, you're right. I haven't gotten sick in a few countries, but I've been to 34 countries. So I guess the odds you're going to get sick in a couple of them.
Of course, and I was just joking.
Okay. Luke Campbell, former WBC guy, announced his retirement. He's not an old guy. He's quitting, and he's quitting like 31 years old.
It's a good decision. When your body says something and your mind listens, you have to act. Boxers usually stay too long in the sport. Any fighter who retires, you have to support and praise him. And we're going to reach out to Luke and offer him to be an ambassador of the WBC, just as we have done with several others. And he was a great, great representative of the sport, fought toe-to-toe with Lomachenko, was very close of becoming WBC world champion. He was a silver champion, international champion, and he's a real nice kid, a role model for society.
No doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC Boxing TV. We've got a text line if you want to text us here in the studio. You can, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. A split screen between myself and, of course, these Suleimans, both Mauricio and this late father. I'm talking about the godfather himself, Jose Suleiman. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Twitch.tv, Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio Channel 217, SportsByline.com. I can keep going, but the bottom line is you know where you're at.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I hope that you understand not one single person, not one single committee can do anything for boxing. It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
The Fab Four, the Beatles, what are they doing? They're singing Happy Birthday. So we sing a belated birthday to Don Jose Suleiman. Of course, May 30th, I believe he would have turned 90 years old. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. On the line from Mexico City, the current WBC president, the son of the aforementioned Don Jose Suleiman, Mauricio Suleiman. And Mauricio, what's happening with 135 pounds?
Well, as you know, Teofimo Lopez contracted COVID-19, so his fight with Cambosos had to be postponed. And we have a new interim champion. Ronnie Rios defeated...
Okay. Yeah, we're here. No, worry about it. So my question to you was Teofimo and his team, were they vaccinated?
I have no idea. We have not received any communications from their side. I guess they were not And hopefully he will be back and be healthy. We have concerns on any fighter who has had COVID-19. We have seen many champions lose. Burchelt, Luke Campbell had COVID-19, Povetkin, Neri, Bokachuk. So it's a tendency. If you have had COVID-19, it's a red light that you have to address, and there should be additional testing for those who have contracted the virus.
I remember looking at these huge heavyweights at a heavyweight title fight one time. He was like 260 pounds, looking at the Klitschkos, and saying to your father, you know, these guys are huge. These guys are huge. They're too big for anybody else. It's not fair for a guy 205 pounds to have to fight a guy 260 pounds. And he looked at me and he thought that was pretty, he could see that. And then, of course, now we've got the bridgeweight division. It's 224 pounds or less?
Exactly. 224 to 200. And we're using 24 pounds because it's exact measurement with the British 16 stones. So the first fight is going to be September 17 for the world title. We have Rivas against Jennings opening up boxing in Canada after this difficult year. And we're very happy. It's coming. We have a silver champion and mandatory, so there should be great activity in the bridgeweight division.
Okay. Mauricio, do you think professionals should be able to fight in the Olympics?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The Olympic letter is intended to develop athletes from all over the world to conquer Olympic glory, to win a medal for their country. And the Olympic Games have been a great platform in boxing for legendary champions to shine in the amateur ranks and then move on to professional boxing, start with the 4, 6, 8 round fights with the 10 rounds, then move on and win championships. How fair is it to see a very solid world champion go to the Olympics and compete against a young amateur fighter from any country? Could be a strong country not great boxing country. That's killing the sport. That's killing the essence of amateur boxing and Olympic boxing. But that's not what is important. The important thing, it's very dangerous. Boxing is not a game. In the Olympics, you can have golf and tennis and basketball and soccer and enjoy a great exhibition by the best of the world. But in boxing, you cannot play boxing. So you can see something tragic happen. And we will never allow and support, because there is no limits. If they said, okay, there we accept professionals with certain parameters, then it's different. Like if they say, we can allow 4 rounders or maybe 6 rounders to compete, it's okay. But if they say any professional fighter, and the result has been very clear, Canelo refused, Manny Pacquiao refused, Amir Khan, every single professional star, every boxer has said, I am not going to go to the Olympics and hurt a young kid. That would be blood in my hands. And I will not, I'm past that. The Olympics are for young kids, for upcoming stars. So that's a very easy response.
When I took part in the Olympic trial process, the world champion at that point in time was Aaron Pryor, the Hawk Pryor. Okay. The last thing this 3-round kid needed was going against Aaron Pryor. I mean, cause it was crazy. I mean, but that's what they've opened the door. They've opened the door for this. And I think the WBA has been part of that.
Well, I don't talk about others. We talk what we do.
Okay.
It's disgraceful to support a movement to attempt against exactly what you said. I asked Oscar De La Hoya, Oscar, what do you think the young Oscar De La Hoya who won the medal, what would happen if he had to face you, the 8-time world champion, in the ring? He said, oh, I would kill myself. It's impossible. It's something that cannot happen. It's very simple, very clear, but you know, they can do something. They can have the Olympic competition for the medals, and they could put a world championship fight every night, and that would be interesting, and people can see great boxing, but professional against professional, and not risk a professional against amateur.
Okay. Frank Warren put a lot of money in amateur boxing in the UK. I did that about 10, 12 years ago, and it paid off for him. There's been no investment in amateur boxing in the United States by anybody per se. Why?
That's a problem. Olympic boxing in the USA and in many countries, this is AIBA ruined the sport 20 years ago. The very bad administration with the bad results when Roy Jones was robbed and the scandals and the corruption. So network TV sponsors started fading away from boxing. And USA Boxing is trying to do a good job and they work hard. But without support, without funds, without the industry supporting the amateur movement, it's very difficult. You need to have training facilities. You need to have scouting. You need to do tournaments. You need to go out and have international competitions. So I am hoping that after these Olympics, the world would get together and make it clear that boxing has to continue in the Olympic Games. It is guaranteed for Paris, but then there's uncertainty after Paris if boxing will remain in the Olympic Games. However, they just released a great statement confirming that the world Google search, boxing is number four all around the world. So that's a great position telling the world and the IOC that boxing is very important and interest for everyone in the world.
Unanimous decision for boxing. Global search data reveals boxing is the fourth most powerful Olympic sport, Tokyo 2020. Check that story out on the front page of WBCBoxing.com. Now, the heavyweight champion is going to do his thing, of course. We're talking about Tyson Fury. Now, you know, these fights keep getting canceled because of COVID reasons. I mean, is anybody going to step up like an athletic commission? I mean, if you sign a contract and you've got millions of dollars on the line, all these people are going to be there and the musicians have to be there. The ushers for the arena has to be there. The arena has to be there. The guy selling the popcorn has to be there. Everybody has to be there. And then you get COVID or you don't take the vaccine, you get COVID and the fight doesn't happen. You've basically screwed over a lot of people money wise. You see my point? So do you think there's going to be clauses in contracts now where you have to be vaccinated? Are we going to that?
Well, as I said, we're starting a process within the WBC. You know, promoters have struggled so hard. They worked so hard during the pandemic. They did the bubbles. They did such an investment. It has become very expensive for the promoters because they perform a lot of testing and protocols, and they cannot sell tickets. So it's been a very difficult road. And now that we are almost there, we have fights being canceled because combatants contracted COVID. I mean, you can contract it by accident, but there's many ways to be very, very cautious. And I think that everybody should understand if that's the way you're making your living, they should not take any risk and be much more strict on what they do. I mean, they go in camp for 2-3 months and then by one stupid movement, they risk it all. Everybody should get a vaccine. Everybody should be cautious because they can ruin their career and the livelihood of many.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, my blood is green. My heart is gold. That is the WBC website, WBCboxing.com. One last thing. When you look at the entire amateur program here in the United States, the fact that it's not funded by anybody in particular and the government hasn't gotten behind it, and you say IBA, EBA, whatever those people ruined it about 20 years ago, what's the comeback? Do we need corporate involvement? What's going to happen here?
I don't know. I know the WBC started an amateur committee many years ago. We have served as a platform to support different countries and different groups and different promoters. It has been a very nice venture. Amateur boxing is beautiful. It's all about family. The competitions we have had, the Green Belt Challenge, you see all the families come out, and it's a great moment, great passion, and it has been very gratifying. Mm-hmm. Every country has their own group for amateurs, so there has to be some leadership. I if the promoters would get together and form a group, and they could even do like the drafts that they do in other sports, mm-hmm. and that could be a great opportunity for promoters to find talent and support amateurs, and then get the future champions from that process. Okay. But it is difficult. There has to be a strong leader on top of everything, and to get people in the same state mind and the same principles and values. You know, amateur boxing is about the sport. It's about the fighters. Professional boxing is about the business. So there has to be a combination of people to take care of the amateurs, because without a good amateur program, then the professional side is going to, for sure, suffer consequences.
Okay. I got around a minute and a half before the break, Mauricio. Is there anything I didn't bring up you want to talk about?
Well, I think it's been a great program. There's a good close of the year. We have Pacquiao against Spence coming up, waiting for Canelos. We have Wilder against Fury, the third fight, mm-hmm. coming up in October. Many other fights. Valdez is going to defend his title, the first Bridgeweight title, a fight in Japan with a mini flyweight champion. So there's great activity. Women are booming. We're going to start doing a report on the scoring system that we have been working for 2 years that should help and change the judges' uniform thinking. So there's many things. We're working all over the place, and the social responsibility programs are doing very well. I'm just very happy and very active.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mauricio Sulaiman, the son of Don Jose Sulaiman, my buddy, president of the World Boxing Council. Mauricio, have a good day, and don't forget, kiss mama for me.
Thank you so much. God bless, and have a great Sunday.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC Boxing TV. Of course, the WBC has their interactive website. Check it out, WBCBoxing.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.